This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. As diplomacy is showing no signs of progress, the African Union has suspended Niger from all its institutions and activities following last month's coup until constitutional order is restored. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has the story.
The Council of the 55-nation bloc made the decision after mutinous soldiers overthrew Niger's democratically elected president last month. Coup leaders have quickly entrenched themselves in power, rebuffing most dialogue efforts. President Mohamed Bazoum, his wife and son have been kept under house arrest in the capital. The African Union reiterated calls for the release of the elected president and his family and for coup leaders to return to their barracks. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Two associates of former U.S. President Donald Trump have turned themselves in to authorities. They face charges that they attempted to help subvert the results of the 2020 election. Trump's former lawyer John Eastman and Republican poll watcher Scott Hall both surrendered to county sheriff's offices in Atlanta, Georgia, 2 days before Trump himself is set to turn himself in to face his fourth criminal indictment this year. A Pakistani military helicopter on Tuesday rescued two of seven children trapped with their teacher in a cable car dangling over a high ravine. But the air rescue operation was suspended as night fell. Floodlights were installed on the ground and the rescue operation is continuing. The cable car became stranded halfway across the ravine, about 275 meters above ground, and was dangling by a single cable after one had snapped. This, according to a rescue official at the scene. The line broke about 7 a.m. local time as the students were traveling to school in a remote mountainous area 200 kilometers north of Islamabad.